With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. The man accused of killing a London Muslim family said he knew why he was arrested and that he was going to have enemies. Jurors at Nathaniel Veltman's mass murder trial saw video of the now 22-year-old being booked following the deadly hit-and-run in June 2021. In it, Veltman tells the booking sergeant he 100% knew why he was arrested. When asked if he has any enemies, Veltman replied, "After what I did, I'm obviously going to have enemies." The trial continues today. Impaired driving charges have been laid against 58-year-old man pulled over for driving too slowly. Elgin OPP stopped the vehicle going 50 kilometers an hour below the posted speed limit on Talbot Line Tuesday. The officer saw signs the driver was impaired and brought the man back to the local detachment for testing, which allegedly confirmed his suspicion. In addition to the charge, the 58-year-old has had his license suspended and vehicle impounded. The province is once again planning to give pharmacists more prescribing power. The Ministry of Health is collecting feedback on new draft regulations that would allow pharmacists to prescribe flu medication and administer flu shots to babies and RSV vaccines when available. Pharmacists have been able to give flu shots to people as young as 2 years old since 2020. How Ontario plans to tackle COVID-19 this fall will be unveiled in the coming days. Deputy Premier Sylvia Jones confirmed yesterday that the province's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, will be releasing the COVID Fall Preparedness Plan. It's expected to outline specific updates on available and appropriate measures to curb the spread of the virus. This comes as we approach the respiratory infection season. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.